guesses. Anyways.
Or I was recording already. My bad. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the... Well, sorry. Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Final Blood Count. I've got breadstick in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is the quality entertainment you all tune in to listen to every week.
Way to be respectful of our 17 listeners.
They know what they're in. We've been at this now for over a year now. They know what we're all about.
That's true. This is the Fanable.com role-playing podcast with your host and GM, Jesus Rodriguez. We're going to be playing The Laundry, hopefully finishing off the story, unless it goes crazy, which is apt to happen in this group. Starting from my right, character, etc.
All right, I'm Nigel Thornberry, computational demonologist, computational demonologist. I am a, let's face it, the character's a fat nerd. he is what he is. But he's also very good at what he does, which is basically make people look like Asian schoolgirls and cast all sorts of random spells via his laptop. So that'll be fun.
Hello, this is Billy, and I'm playing Winston Churchmelton, a resident of Britain. My family comes from a long line of British individuals, and no questions, please. Nine. Yet. So many accents. Some would say that I'm a little bit crazy, that I'm a nutter, but what is the conspiracy theory but facts that not been proven yet? Speaking of conspiracy theories, crop circles and kindergartners. They both have the same amount of letters in them.
Coincidence. What's the character name again?
My name is Winston Church Mountain, a resident of Britain, a line of history of British-born citizens. I'm so sorry for my accent. That will be bad.
All right.
We all can't be Marsher accents.
I'm the one that does the real Marsher accent.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is David. I'm supposed to be playing the same character that I was playing on the last edition of this game, but the character has been misplaced. And before showing up, I forgot to listen to the last podcast to remind myself of what my name was.
You know, all 5 seconds at the beginning of it.
Yep. So I will be reprising my role as Jonathan Dwight Smithwell, which is my name now, because we're deep undercover. apparently, the point man, the God forbid, temporary supervisor of this motley crew as we traverse the horrid wasteland that is Texas. So, things have been smashing so far. No one's dead, dying, or shot, eaten, turned into a zombie, infected with some sort of color out of space.
What about Sanders?
Right.
Not to dampen on your parade.
No, I mean, I'm from London, so I'm very used to rain. Am I right? What was your name, dear? I'm sorry.
And this is Angela. I'm back playing Molly Malone, the convincer of the group. Hopefully I get to bash some heads this time. I didn't get to bash enough heads last time. Needs more bashing.
You know, aggression is a sign of a serial killer. I'll be watching you, Mr. Molly Malone.
Did you
say Mr.? Yes. You have not convinced me that you're a woman yet.
Nice. Okay. In our last episode, you guys were originally sent to Dallas, Texas.
Serial killer?
Oh, be nice. He's from Russia. Have you ever seen Russian women?
No. I'm not from Russia, you idiot. Why would you assume that? I am Winston Churchmountain, a resident of the British Isles with my parents, who are British-born citizens.
Can we start the game, please?
Yes.
I feel like we already have.
Da.
In the beginning of the game, you were all originally sent, well, you three, not for your church mount, were originally sent to Dallas, Texas, because one of your, a friend in Dallas, Texas sent a bit of code to his friend in London, which turned that friend into a raving lunatic, trying to kill a bunch of people in his office. You were sent to Dallas, Texas. Instead of notifying the American authorities, in order to get some political leverage, decided to solve it. If the laundry could solve it itself, it gets some political leverage over America, for that one instance. So you head down to America. You try to figure out. So you visit Charlie's home. Find nothing. You find out that he not only killed himself, he also killed another woman. So you decide to investigate that as well. Met a very nice old woman who had some
cookies
and old timey thoughts.
Cookies.
Can we just want? Let's just start this off with: we are sorry if you are Southern. We have Southern friends. We love the South.
Some of my best friends are from Texas.
Some of my best friends are racist.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
From the top.
let's start this over again.
No, okay. No, there is no restarts.
There is no resource in Fandible. It's all raw.
Raw. Yeah, so, so notes is Charlie killed a woman.
You never got around to getting the name. Well, actually, you have the note, so you have the name.
But I don't actually have the notes because they were on the back of my character sheet that got misplaced.
Which I'll tell you again then. How about that?
Okay, let's do this.
Which I'm going to make up exactly what I originally told you in the first place.
All right.
Okay then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cast from escape. Anyway.
I see her eye. She's like peeking. Please. I see you.
Okay. All right.
Charlie killed a girl and then killed himself?
Killed himself, yes. And one of the things you noticed was that the people, it wasn't EMTs that took the bodies, it was police officers.
Yes.
Anyway, you later also, what was the character's name again? Sorry.
Molly
was assaulted by a Black Chamber agent as well.
Oh, that's right.
Who is Black Chamber?
Oh, Black Chamber is is one of the American organizations.
I think I found the graphic that best represents my character.
Nice.
I can't read it.
This app converts all of my problems into your problems.
That's basically my character in a nutshell, okay. Right there.
Brilliant. The Black Chamber is organizations that deal with Cthulhu-like entities, but it's out of the books and it's honestly not really talked about. But it is just because they do some deep, dark stuff that even the American government doesn't really want to acknowledge they've done. Mm. And when you're talking about Cthulhu entities, that's pretty dark.
They created the beaver, didn't they?
Wow.
That's actually
he has a kid, I hear. I'm not sure that the kid is actually of this earth.
That's the one spoken of in the prophecy by the mad Arab. Interesting.
Anyway, at that point, you decide to have contact with your agent, with your contact, Sanderson, in a zoo with a jaguar in a cage. Sanderson is
a jaguar.
Yeah,
a car.
After you tell him what you've discovered so far, an event happens. A gate opens, and the jaguar is possessed by something.
Yes.
Although you realize it's not possessed, it's just being controlled from a distance.
Right.
Like another dimension distance, not the actual creature itself.
Another dimension.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is not usual.
Right.
Because we could kill it with bullets.
Yes.
That part was fantastic.
Kill it a lot.
Anyway, the jaguar killed Sanderson, Sanderson was going to say something important but died before he could. Because I'm a dick.
And I specifically remember thinking to myself, he just didn't know what the character was supposed to say, so he just had him die.
That too.
Ha.
But it was also really funny.
Possessed jaguar killed a dude.
Tell my wife hello.
Tell
my wife, maybe. Alright. So you head back to your place, which you discover is burning down to the ground. You're not sure who did that yet. You find out you have the keys to Sanderson's home. You go to his nice apartment in a very nice part of Dallas, Texas.
That's right, we're squatting.
Yes, you're squatting in his home. And it is the home
of a dead man.
It is a beautiful apartment, way above his pay grade. You decide, you have a meeting, you decide the best thing to do is discover Bill Turner, who Charlie was working for. Bill Turner being the government who was trying to be reelected. And as you go into his home, and you discover a connection between Bill Turner and a company called Stroked Eagle Studios.
Stroked Ego Studios.
Not Scroked Ego.
But it does have a perverse sound to it.
Choked Eagle Studios. Okay. Gotcha.
And which is weird because Bill Turner is the type of politician who uses scapegoats in order to go up in his political career. So, and one of his scapegoats was video games, the dangers of video games. And Charlie was one of the people that discovered this. Thought it was kind of weird. And as you were doing this.
What was the politician's name? Bill what?
Bill Turner.
Turner, thank you.
And then as you were doing this, Nigel was looking at Charlie's computer at work and noticed a strange program running. He discovered it was, what was the name of the game again?
Oh, crap. It was
all right, so blood damage. I'm going to call it blood damage. Yeah.
Like blood damage 5.
Yeah, he found out the blood damage 5, which hadn't come out yet, which is awesome, because that means he can play a little bit of the beta.
Yes.
So he couldn't resist himself. And as soon as he started playing it, something happened to one of the pictures in the room, and it transformed into a Duke Nukem S Master Chief type monster that tried to kill you guys, which only disappeared as soon as he stopped playing the game.
And I couldn't stop playing.
And he could not stop playing. He had to physically force himself to stop playing. Yeah. He also noticed that that game also sent out a signal to somebody. And now you're right.
Oh, that's right. We're getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, you're getting the hell out of there.
Okay, so U.S. politician hates video games but is tied to Stroke Ego Studios.
Yes.
Okay,
you guys are just running, and then you look to the sign. There's me. Hey,
I've always been here,
just to play up the stereotype in a sweatsuit.
You seem
oh,
to me.
You're wearing a running suit because you're running. No, this is my work clothes.
All right, so then I suppose we are going back to the homestead.
You are
the
going
squatting
back to
stuff.
The homestead. Yes, but before you do, I need you guys to give me. All of you give me stealth checks.
Oh, God. That won't go well.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what is my stealth?
Uh-oh.
10. Right, that's not happening.
No.
42. No.
Missed it by 2.
Missed it by 32.
Oh, wait.
How are you guys getting back to the place? Do you have a car?
I think we had like stolen a car last time we checked.
Or? Oh yeah, we have. I popped a. I stole a car from the nice suburb.
Okay, give me. Oh, you give me spots.
Yay. At least that one. Good.
Nope.
18. I got it.
Okay.
Nope.
You see headlights behind you. The same headlights have been following you for a while.
Guys, I think we might have somebody following us.
What do you mean? No one saw us. We were like living shadow, Nigel. This is what we do for a living.
I look down on myself and the fact that I alone take up most of the backseat.
Some shadows are larger than others.
You were giving us the shadows to hide in.
I think they saw me in any case. And
just
those
are
that same set of headlights have been following us for a while now.
But they're just headlights, honestly. So, all right, fine, I'll take a different way. Look, we'll shake them. I mean, they're not even following us. They're probably going to wherever it is Americans go to drink.
Give me a drive.
And drive. Oh, and drive.
You can drive.
Do you have drive?
Totally forgot that was a skill. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead.
How about we just say he has drive, but he has the initial 20%.
Okay, that's working.
I mean, yeah, I thought you get all of these percentages anyways, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
If you just have it. You don't, like, if you don't have drive starting out, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But we're going to say you have drive.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Mm.
Just so we don't automatically crash.
Oh, no, we are in so much trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm driving on the British side. I'm driving on the left
side.
So,
you're actually driving very, very well if we were in Britain.
On the other side of the world, yes.
But as you're driving, you notice a truck coming directly in front of you, which is just stupid. You take a left turn straight into a dead end.
Okay. Did you see that? That idiot was on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They drive like barbarians here. Honestly. Just because you invent the car doesn't mean that the road is yours.
Okay.
Where are we?
Yeah, you drive a little bit further, you notice this nice cul-de-sac, a couple of nice houses in the corner. Like, in a circle around you. As you turn the car around, you see that same car in front of you.
Right, so they live here. Oh, they're a pizza delivery person, or they... Now I'm worried.
Give me ideas. All of you.
What's ideas?
Look these. Idea, top right.
Oh, yeah.
I need
everyone who makes
85,
it.
I've got an 11, yeah.
It's not moving, which
no.
makes you think it's waiting for reinforcements.
I so do not have any ideas.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Since they're just sitting there.
Look, they're probably police officers. Or, you know, perhaps they're inspectors for some sort of insurance or something. They saw that trucker must hit and run us, so they're probably just concerned citizens.
Oh, if they're such concerned citizens, why don't you get up and talk to them?
All right, since I'm having business, I'm going to do something. While they're arguing this, I'm basically going to cast what's the name here? An entropic field on their car. Basically make it so the doors are locked and stay locked, that nobody can get out of that car. Yeah. So I think that's takes about three turns. So,
yep.
So
I am,
do you guys hear me in the
dark?
I get out of the car in a huff.
Okay.
I walk towards the car. Hello.
And I failed by 1 point. At least it wasn't a botch.
Okay.
We're like, God.
All right. As
I
you start moving, you
have to update this.
You notice dark tinted windows.
Right. Okay. So that it's nice. Do they have rims or something? I mean, it's a, you know, it's a fad. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hi. Look, it seems that I go up near the window and make the little rolly down thing like a Grey Poupon commercial. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Rolls down, gun.
Right. Well, clearly I'm not from around here. Look, we're lost and we just need some directions.
Step away from the car.
I'm, all right, stepping away from the car.
He slowly opens the door, gun still pointing at you, closes it behind.
What does he look like?
Hmm? Taller than you, kind of buff, obvious thuggish.
Everyone is taller and buffer than me.
Yes, okay. Alright, okay. He has hair the color of diamonds.
Nice.
No, I have nothing. Alright, no, just.
Silver hat and evil man. With six fingers on his hand.
A Super Saiyan steps out of the car.
Obviously, muscles, 6 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
kind of burly,
mm-hmm.
with a gun in your face.
Caucasian, mm-hmm. African American, Asian.
Asian.
Wow. Race die. Wow.
Yes.
race die, indeed.
Yes.
Hi. Wow. Yes. Clearly we got off on the wrong foot. Look, I'm just looking for a way to leave. I didn't mean to trespass or anything like that. This is no reason for you to have a gun in my face, sir, so...
Get in the back.
I'm sorry, I think you've mistaken my accent for... Whoa! Right. I'm just going to look over at the car. Get in the back of the car now. And, right, no problem. Back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, my car or your car? I'm confused. Because I have a back seat as well. I mean, it's slightly occupied at this point, but I think I can scoot.
Are you trying to distract him with your talking?
Yeah, I'm fast talking him.
Okay, roll it.
You see... 32, I made it.
Right.
You see, because there are some things that in the back seat that I need to scooch over. I mean, not valuable things, but understandably, maybe that's what you're going for because you have a pistol in my face. But so you see, the glare from the actual car over there is making it difficult for me to be able to understand whether or not you're motioning for your car or for my car because I don't want to abandon my car. Are you robbing me for my car right now? You have one.
I'm going
to
say they're just standing there. One guy is standing there, so you know about who's in the other person.
Okay.
I mean, you're distracting for a good long time
mm-hmm.
talking.
I am, like, motioning like a crazy person.
What are you two doing?
I already tried something. I'm going to try something else, but
I am going to kind of, like, surreptitiously, you know, get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't drawn my gun yet, but I definitely have... I'm ready to shoot.
Give me a stealth roll plus 20.
Stealth. 2 points. I needed an 80, and I got an 82.
Okay.
Hate this game.
Molly is here.
You stumble with the gun that you're trying to keep hidden.
All right.
Yeah, and in the meantime, while she's doing that, he's keeping them occupied for long enough.
Basically, singing
and
dancing.
Rounds.
Right.
All right. So lock in the car.
Okay. Anyway, as she stealthily tries to get out of the car, like you notice somebody else go up from the passenger side with a gun pointing in the car's direction.
Wait, our car's driving?
Well, because the person, you were at the driver's side.
Yes.
And the guy popped out, and now another guy's going out the passenger side.
Okay.
And he's pointed his gun at them. He's smaller than the other guy, thinner guy, like
mm-hmm.
kind of balding.
Okay.
White guy.
Okay.
Okay. And he's pointing at your guy's car.
Okay.
Because he saw Molly trying to move out.
Well, I didn't.
No.
Paranoid blokes.
I figured Molly can take care of herself.
Okay.
Guy, so what I'm doing in the meantime, she's doing this. Level 3 entropy manipulation, make a single object no larger than a briefcase too hot or cold to hold. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make the gun that's pointing at him too hot to cold,
okay.
basically. So.
Too hot to handle.
Jesus, well, it's
yeah,
a 90-something.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Why? This
game
roll
that.
Yeah,
please.
Let me see where that went. Oh, never mind. I've got another dice around here.
All right.
92.
Okay.
Okay.
Not
this is not a botch.
But.
It's like... Damn it! I need a new laptop. The range on this thing is shit.
Okay. The like sign next to me that says "No U-turn" just bursts in my face. Stop helping!
As this is happening, all
right. I was just so well with the spells last time.
You had the usual thing with Samson. You either call him, you go to his place, and talk about your theories. He just nods his head, continues like, "I'll bring it up with the laundry management. Don't worry about it," and then moves on. You had gone on up there to his apartment. You were both to his apartment, and you notice these three guys popping out. Thought it was kind of weird. Did a quick check, no one was inside. So you decided to follow these guys out. You saw the gun. You heard the sound of. You went to follow them to Bill Turner's campaign office. Heard the sound of gunfire.
This entire time, I'm doing my best to get. Using my conspiracy theory character. I'm trying to figure out what these people, who they are.
Okay.
Their names or whatever. I have technology, surveillance.
Surveillance would probably work. But what are you trying to discover?
I'm trying to figure out who the hell they are. Like, just, you know, face reads.
You wouldn't know them in person, but give me a roll. Check if, just looking at them.
No, 20, well, black. Actually, black is, yeah, 10 to 10.
That should be more of an insight than surveillance.
Okay, well, if it's insight, then 55, I have an 85%.
The way they're moved, the way they're trained, except for the small fat guy, is kind of laundry.
Very British.
Yeah, they move very British laundry.
You stop halfway through the day in order to have tea. I mean, it's
anyway, but you saw
very
you saw,
good.
Okay.
We have people from the motherland. I say as I stroke my chin.
There's a situation and they leave suddenly in their car. You're about to contact them when you notice another car following them.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow them up to that cul-de-sac.
I'm in my car?
Yes, you're in your
okay,
car.
Okay, it's a nice sedan, black okay. sedan. And I see that they're, you know, they're stopped and he has a gun out. So I reach back in my reach back and I open up my briefcase and I start going through all my little various IDs. And I, you know, what kind of IDs do I have?
Mm-hmm. You're a conspiracy theorist, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you have whatever you need.
I pull.
Do you take out Rolodex?
I pull. Okay, I take out my FBI one and mm-hmm. just put it in my pocket, and I just take. I so how are they stopped on the street?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just, the cul-de-sac is right here, mm-hmm. and there's a long street mm-hmm. that leads up to the cul-de-sac. Their car is right there, the bad guy's car. Your guy's car is right in the middle of the cul-de-sac, starting straight at them.
Okay. Well. I'm going to. I'm also going to reach out under my seat, pull out my siren, put it on top of my car, and secure
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
Flip the hitch. Flip the switch. And I just pull up right behind the other car.
Okay.
And I open up my the door, get out, clear my throat, gentlemen.
What the fuck?
FBI. I hold up my.
Give me disguise.
Absolutely. Oh, 91. Gentlemen, FBI.
Fake badge falls out.
No, I accidentally grabbed the wrong badge.
Like with the
EPA. FBI. Gentlemen, FBI. Oh, hold on. I go and I grab my briefcase and it just falls and all my badges fall down and. Shit. Give me one second. I swear to God.
If he is distracted, the dude with the gun.
The guy is distracted.
I am fucking ghosting. I am turning around and running my British ass away from this situation as fast
Give
as
me
possible.
A plus 20 to your stealth.
Alright. Stealth, stealth, stealth.
Because he's distracted by the guy behind him.
42!
Alright. Guy turns around like, what the fuck? What the fuck happened?
Is he? So he's running.
He's running. I'm gonna say with that, you go straight into the car.
I'm.
And they start. One of the guys getting shoes. The other guy, the tall guy's turning around towards you. The other guy's shooting into the car.
I'm getting back in my car and hitting the gas right okay. towards. I'm driving my car right for the guy.
Give me a drive. Plus 20. What? No, it's right. You're right in front of the thing. I'm gonna say it's not hard to miss.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Yeah, you're just ramming the car.
I'm trying to ram the guy.
Oh, you're trying to ram the guy. That's gonna require a drive.
That's fine.
Okay.
Nope. I zoom right past
you. Okay. You zoom right the guy. It still distracts him a little bit. It's like, the fuck? What are you guys doing?
Should we start driving?
Yeah, yes, we absolutely should. You should drive.
I don't have drive.
Right, I'll drive. Fine. Nigel, you can't make the car drive itself, can you?
I could get the car possessed by an entity.
Yeah, you
and
drive.
I am driving. Fine.
Oh. Nobody but lets you possess their cars.
We are driving like mofos.
Nice. I had the emergency breakup the entire time.
Oh.
Right, sorry.
As, for some odd reason, as you're driving, you swear to God, the car goes... What's your character's name again?
Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan, we'll drive.
Hello, Michael.
You just zoom right past both of you guys. Both the bad guys and your car. And it just zooms right off.
What the hell do you bloody think you're going? I slip into an accent.
Would you actually just run, bush past both people or what?
Yeah, we don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, he's a fake FBI agent. That's the worst kind.
So, okay, so you're in your car. The other two guys are still outside. They're going back in.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm taking off my siren.
Okay.
I'm putting in...
Actually, hold on a second. Let's see, they pointed guns at us. I'm inside of a car. They're outside of a car. And I'm lazy. I'm going to hit one of them on my way out.
Drive plus 20.
Okay.
You mean that two earlier can't just count?
No.
37, I did it.
What the... It was a big guy. He got annoyed, yeah.
London town, bitch!
Not only do you hit him, he goes under the wheels, you go...
Mm-hmm.
The other guy's, holy shit, goes back inside the car. Mm-hmm. With that, I'm going to say you're able to get out with no problem.
Okay, well, yeah. I stop. Like, I'm trying to follow, but I probably would have catched up if I didn't stop and gathered my briefcase and put it back in.
I'm going to say you caught up. You don't have to roll.
Okay, well, I'm following you guys now.
As we're driving off from the bumping over the
Did you remember to turn off the light on top of your car?
I said I turned off the siren.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you bump over the guy. I'm like, hey, guy, come on. This hard drive is not, solid state. Jeez. Careful.
Yeah, exactly. What were you doing back there, Nigel? I had a pistol in my face.
No, I'm trying to chase them down. I'm pulling out my cell phone and I'm calling. Do I have a laundry? Somebody I know.
Sanderson
a line.
Was your contact.
Oh, do I? I don't know like anybody.
You
other contact.
Know anybody else? No.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, tell your agent to find the pole. Okay, I shrug and just keep on following.
Okay, I'm going to say because if it's cool with you, since I can't really drive regardless of the role, and he can, that he can like pull up next to us.
Okay, that's fine.
And now we can have a discussion.
Okay, while driving.
I was thinking, wants to talk to us, Molly. Be big and bulletproof. Discuss with the man what the man wants to talk about, will you? And I roll down the window next to her.
Okay, I'm trying. So
you guys stopped and
No,
we're still driving.
Oh, okay.
It's just that I want to get away from the people. No, the people who had guns are back there, and I want
we
to increase that distance.
Too.
That didn't really help last time. So she's in the passenger side. He's in the driver's side of his car. We're driving side by side, and I'm trying to escape, but he's catching up to us.
Okay, so you guys are driving by side. In a two-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're on the bridge side.
Oh, of course.
Everything's working out.
Howdy.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Better.
I reckon you guys needed a little bit of a hand back there. I was glad to help you out with a distraction such and such. And I was hoping that we could maybe take a time to sit down for a spill and discuss some details.
Ask him who he works for. There's a truck coming. That's right, 1 second, Pip. into the breakdown lane and back into. Right.
Who do you work for?
Well, that is a good question. You see, I don't like to define myself by bosses because
there's
I believe
there's more trucks coming. Who do you work for?
I work for Sanderson.
Oh, it's bloody busy on this road. Why is everyone in the truck? Hold on.
I don't want to be that guy to tell you how to drive, but because I believe big government has no right to tell a person how they need to do what they need to do. But I would reckon that you get on this side of the road and that we turn off into under this overpass over here.
Fine, that seems...
That's not ominous or anything.
No, that's totally trustworthy. Let's do this. I roll up the window and I follow him.
Okay.
On the wrong side of the road.
I pull over to it, like, under an overpass in the breakdown lane.
That's fine.
Right. Guns, everyone, weapons. As we're getting out of the car, Nigel, you stay here and, do whatever it is you do on that thing.
I take out my garage.
No schoolgirl.
Yes. I reach up and I take out my garage door opener. And I step out of the car and I just walk towards them, just calm as can be.
I got my gun out, my pistol out.
In the book, it says that all laundry agents, field agents, are equipped with magical papers, like enchanted papers,
yes,
like psychic
cards.
Okay, good. I'm going to bring one of those. I'm going to bring my what does Doctor Who call it? Psychic paper. Yeah, so where did my psychic paper look?
It basically shows you're a laundry agent.
Okay.
And you would probably have one as well.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Probably has some markings of revoked. Revoked. How did you get revoked 3 times? I pissed off 3 people within a minute. So they all wanted to be part of that revocation.
All right, I flashed my psychic papers.
I got up very early this morning. Yeah.
Look here, sir. I appreciate your help, but it was not necessary, and I'm on official business for the U.S. government. Yes, and I showed my papers.
You sound ridiculous. You do not sound like a U.S. agent at all.
The paper says the laundry.
Yeah, I'm reaching up and I'm showing up my thing as well.
Oh,
I'm glad to see some people from the motherland.
Oh, but yours has a lot more red ink on it.
That's fine. Ignore them. There's Kool-Aid party. There was balloons. Someone got startled and they fell on the stamp that accidentally. Now we're just wasting time. You're wasting my time.
Right, what are you doing here, Mister? What was your name again?
Church Mountain. It's a British name. Strong British name.
Yes, it is.
It came from a long line of British names.
Church Mountain. Right.
We do things big.
I'm sure you do.
What does that mean?
This is my associate, Molly. And
that doesn't sound... Molly, I'm looking for your badge.
But I'm not bringing out my gun.
Oh, you didn't show the
psychic? No, I didn't. I've shown my gun.
Is she spotted the laundry?
Are you kidding me? She's like, how shall I say this? She helps the laundry clean. Yes? Clean? Like, clean. You know, like, pew, pew.
Oh! Back in my day, we called them prostitutes. Not because of the whoring. No. It's because of what you do for money. And you don't ask questions. You just do your job. It is actually quite inappropriate. Please do not fire any more harassment papers. I got plenty of them. I like cleaner. You are a good cleaner. Very good cleaner.
We're saying you're a cleaner because you're a woman. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Not because you're a woman.
Not because you're a woman.
No, I don't want to go back to HR, so...
Listen. I went through plenty of them, those seminars. And I learned plenty of from...
You want to have flashbacks of the seminars. Not only for human, but deep ones as well.
Oh, God.
Deep one relations. Like, they actually have a term for it. Fish fucker.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's in the book.
Yeah, I learned plenty. I know plenty. I took my classes from Miss Chesty. You know, the one of the rack.
Yeah, of guns on her table. That's important.
Anyways, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, absolutely.
Winston, Church Mountain. And you are?
My name is John Dwight Smithwell. Yes. John Dwight Smithwell. Smitty is fine. John is better. And Sir is preferable. In the car there, is it Nigel? It's all right, my good man.
Oh, I thought he was just a sack of bags.
No, all you see is the reflection of like the light from my laptop. And if you look very closely, you can see reflected from my screen the fact that I'm looking at French maid porn at the moment. Because you were talking about cleaners and prostitutes, and so that's where my browser went.
One sec. You've noticed ever since the incident with his, your eyes have been bothering you.
Right.
Just putting that out there.
Keep it in mind.
Not enough sub porn.
He looks like a good solid agent. Very sturdy.
No, he's one of the best. Yes. And they're actually all. I don't know if it's like this in your branch, but they're also my flatmates. So you know, we like share an apartment and whatnot. So
like friends.
Like
who is Joey?
I suppose that would. Is he the... He's the dumb one, right?
No. You know nothing about American culture. It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, guilty as charged. Why did you save our lives?
Well, quite simple. I'm investigating a murder of a friend. Sanderson has kept me around. He's kept me useful. I owe him.
You don't know about the murder. He just disappeared.
Oh, I'm sorry. The disappearance of a friend, Sanderson. And I understand that he was doing some work for some associates. Seeing that you were in his apartment, you either are robbing him, by which that I hold up my garage opener. When I click this button, it will take out us in half this overpass. Or you were working for him and you are his associates, which means I will not press button.
That's fine. Right, no. And I open up a flip book, and I'm like, no, Sanderson. I'm sorry, it's been a really long night. Sanderson. Sandy's, no, different person. It's a Sand Beach, nope, that's not it. It's a, Sanderson. Oh, here we go. Sanderson, yes. No, he worked for the laundry, he was an associate of ours, and he's dead. Oh, God.
Dead. What happened to him? Did he die the way he wanted?
I'm sorry.
Eaten by demon jaguar. Is that on his
list? Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Is that how he wanted to go?
He was always a very adventurous spirit.
Right, well, yes, there is part of animal.
Adventurous spirit.
Very,
very funny. You clean my humor. Yes, that is some British humor.
Oh, you did it. That's very. Ow. Try. Yes, so I'm sorry he passed away in the line of duty. Eaten by a jaguar demon. You know, it's a
or demon jaguar.
A demon jaguar, yeah. But I think for paperwork, it's more of a 417 than a 427.
I believe we're
but if we call it demon jaguar, then it's higher in the alphabet, more likely to be seen first.
Oh, that's a very good point.
That's a very good point. She's very good. We should probably move to some place where no one can overhear us. Some place there's no Americans. I'm going to take them to the library. It just got seems to look us.
That's actually where you live. Actually, live in the basement of the library.
Yeah,
and it is empty. Is especially in this time of night, it is completely empty.
It is like my own palace. Hey, Susie, get bent.
Shut up.
It's this old 90-year-old woman who's carrying books, right?
I just watch as she leaves. Sleep with a woman one time, and she had to scorn her for life.
I'm sorry, I thought that was a ghost for a second there. Right, so, Mr.
Church Mountain.
Church Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mountain.
Da.
What's, so now that, your associate is, deceased, are you going
allegedly to deceased.
Oh, very deceased. I can verify that with both camera phone and the screaming in my mind. what is your premise for being in the United States right now? Are you going back to England? Are you reporting any of this? Are you possibly do you have orders to, should you assist other individuals within Her Majesty's service, offer them any sort of financial assistance?
As always, my parents have always served under Her Majesty's in every facet and form, ever since we crossed the Great River from Africa to the United Kingdom. And we've always been ready to serve the Majesty's, and so we seamlessly were sent here by the Laundry. To infiltrate these Yankee doodles, as I call them. We are masters at this, guys. Clever. Masters.
Of course. Barely could tell that you weren't actually a federal agent, but instead some bloke who's getting involved in things way out of his control. So
very good. It's terrible subtlety.
Yes, thank you. Right.
You hear a knock on the door.
Oh, God.
I reach under the table and pull it just a shotgun. Okay. And I just keep it right... Yes.
What was the woman's name in the...
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy! I put it back under the reading table and just... Come in!
Okay. She has a small cart. She puts it in. She gives it to you. It's a book of Russian fables.
Mm-hmm.
It's books you wanted. And she pulls it. It's like, could have been so good together. I could have shown you the world. These hips don't lie.
They do not lie because they are not real hips. We both know why we had to end it, Cindy.
You only broke one.
Listen.
I throw up in the waistband.
I touch her hand as like over the Russian and like, what we had was magical. But what I've learned is magical can rip apart a friendship, much like it ripped apart my friend earlier in the zoo. Magic is not. I said too much. This is what you need to realize. I'm gay. These are my lovers right here. We are thinking about an orgy. No, you're not invited. Very interested that you. Okay, Sandy, I'm gonna be completely honest with you.
Oh my God.
I have suspect that your husband that was killed by you. Hear me out. Sandy.
Right. Well,
like sandpaper.
I interject and I say, Right, sir, I think we've made a lot of progress with today's session. I'm sorry, miss, but these house calls are very, very traumatic sometimes.
She just stares in shock at you, starts crying. How did you know? He just wanted to take out the garbage!
I reach out.
He just wanted to take out the garbage!
I place a hand on her shoulder.
I didn't mean to hit him 15 times with the hammer.
No one means
15. I said when he was still alive, take out the saw.
Listen.
And then take him out back and take the drill.
Sorry, could you lift your hand for a second, my good man?
I lift my hand.
I taser her. All right, now drag her in. Really? We're supposed to be professionals, White Mountain? Church Mountain? Mountain man? Person? Look, why do I have a body of a 90-year-old? And oh my god, dude, she's 90, man. She's 90, I think. Probably, maybe. If
any of you have medicine?
No.
No? Medicine?
You just tasered a 90-year-old.
Medicine?
Care.
As you're talking, you know she's lying very still. Which you expect, but
very
you notice nothing.
Very still.
You touch her. Actually, yeah, I'm going to say you guys have enough to know a heartbeat. You're trying
I
to
reach down, I feel it. And I'm like,
she has no heartbeat.
I look at you. Are you a serial killer?
No, this is my first one.
You just killed a 9-year-old woman. Give me a sanity, all of you.
I have nothing to
do with it. You did. So you
did
sanity.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that. So what am I rolling right now?
Just your sanity.
Oh, I have to roll underneath my sanity.
You have to roll at or underneath your sanity.
Yeah, 17.
You're fine.
I look at him. Nothing wrong with killing the elder.
One sanity loss.
Oh, you still lose sanity.
You're still, even if you, depending on the situation, you can still lose sanity. But if you fail, it could be worse.
I go to my briefcase and open it up, and I start taking out files of just dead husbands. Uh-huh. She was a black widow. You did good today.
Yes.
No one would have realized what she was capable of. Mm-hmm. I was this close, but I fell in love, and I couldn't put a bullet in her. You did a great service today.
Of course I did. I'm a trained professional. Now, all right, let's compare notes. Sanderson, dead. Jaguar, there's some sort of video game involved. Nigel, run us up to speed.
The signal is terrible here, by the way. Mm-hmm. But as far as I can tell, there seems to be some manner of plot to sort of a remote control spell of some kind. I haven't quite figured out the details because you keep driving over people and it causes problems with the
Hey, that's your second one you killed, so that's
true.
Yeah,
that's true, but they weren't connected, so it's not really serial.
Well, isn't that the thing of a serial killer? It's a pattern, sure, but your pattern is people who get in your way.
She wasn't in my way, I wasn't trying to leave.
But
she could have walked inside and quieted down.
You're right, you're absolutely right.
Though
so
I am
you,
developing an MO, and I'll keep
yes,
you up to date.
I am watching you like hawk.
No, that's fine, I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Kill any more 90-year-old women.
What are we going to do with the body? I say as I switch back into an accent. What are we going to do with the bloody body? I just look down at the body.
Let's just look at you. I don't know. This. Well, I guess I have done this once or twice before. Usually it's a lot of the chemical lye, a bathtub, and about 17 hours worth of free time.
You could reactivate it into just summon a entity into it, and we could use it as a... But the paperwork is for it, though.
Oh, my God, that's right. Well, how useful would it be versus the paperwork? So I'm going to spend 5 hours talking about this summon...
Do we need a zombie?
I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question, isn't it? I mean, feel like we always need a zombie at some point. But anyways, what about she's not exactly spry, so she can't protect us. Who's going to put away the books? Yes, summon a zombie. Have her continue her work, for God's sakes.
I can react to. I can open up a gate. It's basically three spells.
Make a zombie librarian.
Why not? We could use one.
Exactly. Who's really going to notice this later? That
at her age, it won't be that much of a difference.
Fine. Go ahead.
Right, so it's basically three spells: one to open up a gate, and one actually two spells, and one to bind it into service before it just goes and
don't
save,
botch.
This
yes.
will. This will. This will.
It takes 5 hours.
It takes. Not that long, really.
How long does it take?
Let me see. Binding gears first. One level, one lower gas spell. What is the casting time? Remember, casting two turns of temporary gaze, 2 minutes for a lasting gaze. So honestly, it won't take more than half an hour.
Okay,
between the two spells.
Okay, so I'm going to say we're not going to roll yet. You guys keep talking.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. Right. So, so if you want to assist,
we're like talking as the body's laying on top like the reading table, and he's just like typing.
Yeah,
like
the zombie is very efficient. Barely 30 minutes to go.
Your zombie is there in 30.
To get a pizza.
Your zombie is animate in 30 minutes, or your possession is free. Right. So. I suppose. See, I'm trying to figure out exactly what we're supposed to do now, because we're being hunted by men in black who want to kill us, or intimidate us, or interrogate us, or all of that.
Killing seemed high on the agenda.
Yeah, but they didn't. I think they wanted to interrogate me because I know so much. Joke's on them, right? So I suppose from here, we're squatting in your friend's flat, which is very nice, by the way. How much money did he make exactly? Was he moonlighting, to put it in a sense? Did you know of his any other activities aside from his work for the crown?
Stare at the GM.
Insight.
Give me an insight.
69. So yeah, I made
it. All right. You did notice that there were times where you tried to call him or tried to come to him, he just told you to brush to go away. He was having what seems like people he didn't want you to meet.
He did have friends that he did not want me to meet, which is very weird because I am very much a party favorite.
Actually, what was your insight again? 69? What's your...
Yeah, 69, 85.
Let me say this close enough. I'm going to say, like, there was a usual time when those meetings happened.
They usually concurred around, I give them the usual time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I believe that he was, in fact, offering his services to someone who was not of the royal line.
Right. Okay. That's okay. It's understandable. I mean, the man lived very well. He clearly did very well by his own means. And
what have you found out thus far? And I will give you insight.
All right. Fine. What we've found out is that...
Hold on. I go over to those old-fashioned record players,
right.
And I turn it on, and I'm like, let's listen to some music. And it's, like, old-fashioned, da-da-da-da-da-da! It's horrible Russian music.
Oh, God.
Let's continue.
Right. Oh, wait, no, I smoked last game. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. I think what it is, and Molly, you're more than welcome to chime in, is that... there is some sort of a connection between this senator. Where is he? Bill Turner, a U.S. politician. And he's been running on a platform of very, very anti-video games for quite some time. I believe it's what actually got him in office. But the thing is, he seems to be involved with Stroke Ego Studios, which makes video games. And upon investigating Bill Turner's office, which was unlocked and therefore completely legal, good man Nigel over there discovered that there was a certain video game on one of their computers or something.
This is Bill Turner's office.
Yes, it's a little strange, but not too strange. I was actually within the office of Bill Turner, and that's how I found out that he was... there were documents on the table that were completely open to read and see, and I did not break or enter anything in order to acquire them. And that's how I learned that he had some sort of dealings with Stroke Ego Studios. And then a man tries to shoot me in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Very interesting. And where did this man come from? I say as I pull out like my little notepad from.
Oh, you know, the wall.
The wall.
The wall. He popped. He materialized. What's it, Nigel?
Yes.
Nigel, what's the term for something plasmic entity that materializes out of thin air?
That would be an open gate to at least a level 3 open gate.
Right.
Well, we don't want a level 3. Let's say it's a level 2. Trust me, I've been doing this for years. If you have a level 3, then there's twice as much. You just say it's a level 2 being, and then you add an extension to it later on. It cuts down on the paperwork. It's a little bit from me to you. It's a gift.
That's it. You're a godsend. Good man. Thank you very much. So, a level 2 plus... asterisks to be amended.
Mm-hmm.
Was opened, I suppose, and there was some sort of materialism.
Was there a summoning that took place?
Nothing, but Nigel, what was going on while I was running for my sweet life?
First of all, I should probably. There was a game. It was very good.
It was a game that you were playing that brought this being.
Didn't I take a copy of the game with me when I like? I think I remember.
I think you did.
Yeah, you did.
Of course you did.
Oh, I can. It's here. I start.
Wait, Nigel, you're doing something else right now. Focus.
Right. Sorry. Do you have her measurements? I need to put them in as parameters on this particular spell.
I look over at her, quick glance, and I just say the measurements.
Excellent.
I'm not a pig. Listen. You need to know your enemy in order to know your friend.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I tend to want to talk about it at all.
Roll it.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
Dang.
Now, this is what we're going to ask.
Yep, first opening the gate happens.
Okay.
So basically,
so as you guys are talking,
lines of light around the old woman, and basically her eyes start opening and glowing.
Okay.
And now I start doing the binding spell to try and
Get
her.
Sorry,
to work.
I'm sorry, my good man, and I take out my gun and do it.
Yeah, totally make it for it. Make it by
the corpse stands up. Oh, looks at all of you. Goes down, guys up, goes to the cart. Picks up some books, puts them down, out the door.
You look over, and I've actually had my loaded gun pressed against my own forehead during the summoning.
Right, okay, good. That went well. Okay.
I don't think anybody will notice a difference. She seems about as chatty as before, and that should kind of just run effectively until the body rots.
Okay, allow me to ask a question. Molly, how did you view the entire situation?
At the office?
Yes, everything would be good. It's good to get details from multiple perspectives.
Indeed, Molly, I don't recall. I was cowering for most of the time. Were you in any danger?
No, because I was shooting it.
Right.
Did bullets take an effect on it?
Yeah, did they?
Did you even hit it?
I may not have actually hit
it. You didn't hit it.
Okay.
Actually, he hit it, but it bounced off its armor. Did it? I honestly can't remember.
I'm sure I at least connected with it.
You
once
connected, but it didn't cause any damage, as far as you could tell. But
yeah.
Looked like because it was wearing body armor.
It was a heavily armored creation, so I unfortunately did not have a strong enough weapon because the you hear all these stories about America's loose gun laws, and yet you try to go to a gun show and they won't let you buy a damn thing.
It's preposterous.
Honestly. It was quite preposterous.
False advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. But it did connect. Now, there was some sort of physical reaction from you hitting it with a kinetic weapon and its response. So, so Newtonian physics actually applied?
Apparently.
Wait,
oh,
that's
shit.
The same,
it's level 3. Sorry, disengage. It is a level 3 summoning. My bad.
It's just if the physics applied, I mean, so didn't that happen with the Jaguar as well?
Yes, the Jaguar definitely went down in a hail of bullets.
That's so...
Definitely.
Just look on your face. It's very, very well.
It's very good. Very good. Shows the dedication.
Very dedicated to shooting things in the face.
Curious. So, do you know the computer which the game came from?
That would be Nigel's question.
Do you know the owner of the said computer? Of where the game was installed?
That was Charlie's computer that was killed.
And Charlie was working at the
It was Bill Turner's office.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever wonder if instead of Bill Turner being involved, Bill Turner was perhaps the target? Why would you install a game onto a computer if you weren't going to have someone play it?
Oh, remember,
suddenly...
last game, at the end you realized it was a trap for you guys.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't.
Sorry,
yeah.
Just,
right. Could it be Bill Turner that is the victim, the person who is up for the
so
execution?
So whoever killed... So by Charlie being dead, nobody would have been there to trigger the trap. So it's entirely possible somebody killed Charlie in order to make sure this trap was never sprung. That's brilliant. But who's trying to protect the senator? If it was placed there, as you're recommending, in order to be a trap for the senator, Charlie punches in the next day, turns on his computer, plays a quick minutes of the game, and then some heavily armored Neanderthal plugs two holes in the senator. Then what? Who stopped that from happening?
Did not Charlie? So what happened to this Charlie fella?
He murdered his girlfriend and then killed himself, supposedly.
But the problem is that the MTs did not take him away. The police did. Mm-hmm. Police, and by the way, first 5 minutes with on United States soil, we were all pretending to be police officers. It was very easy.
Very curious. I have a question. I grab my briefcase and open it. Do you know if it was the local police?
As far as I know, it was the local PD.
I go through some of my badges and I'm like, have you seen the body?
No. They took the body away.
Did they have it at the morgue?
They had some blood. I don't know if they have it at the morgue. That's a very good question. Around the time that we were going to go investigate that sort of thing, we got attacked by a jaguar. And that just threw everything out top. Okay. It was a kerfuffle.
This is what I would recommend if I were in your shoes, which I am not because I am not of your shoe size. that Yankee humor. You have to laugh. I place my hand under the seat. under the table. You have to laugh.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been watching Friends.
Overt humor is very American. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on.
I would recommend that you look into Charlie's death. Either to see what in fact killed him, and that would be the launching off point. If it was someone killing him to stop the trap, then I would say that this entire thing was sprung by the gaming company that you have said is linked to the senator. Perhaps he went against the campaign promise. If not, then you have to think of an entirely new theory. I happen to like my theory. It's very simple.
Nigel, anything to add to this? Do you think that the trap... it was a trap for the senator, right?
Actually, I think the trap was for us. As far as I can tell.
I'm sorry, what?
Wasn't that... it was pretty clearly tailored to, our specific parameters.
What, being shot in the face? I'm pretty sure that works on everyone.
Well, yes, but the actual activation system, not anybody would have just found that. It would have
as
taken
in
somebody
you play
behind,
a video game?
Well, it wasn't right on the desktop. I had to look for it. It was hidden in a
So you
such
went
a way
out of your way to play a video game while we were on the job. Good God, man.
I was looking for information. It just happened.
You have to fill out reports when we get back to the homeland.
Possibly.
Don't tell me this stuff, man. I don't want to get you in trouble. You paid some of our rent.
Yes.
Are you really like flatmates?
Yes, we're
like friends.
Yes, we're very much like friends.
Who's the Shrimmer?
I'm sorry, what?
Shrimmer.
The
Shrimmer.
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 Shrimmer. Shrimmer.
Shrimmer.
Oh, wait, that's the one who always wanders in and is like, hey, Jerry, right? That one? The tall one?
No, that's
his name.
No.
Cosmo. Cosmo, yes. It's Cosmo Shrimmer.
No,
you
think it was a magazine.
Oh.
I can hear them argue all day.
I shake my head. I say we go to morgue.
Fine. I'm fine with
that. Did you guys go to get any sleep? Because at all recently or no?
No.
You mean like in-game or out of
game? In-game. Out of game, I expect none of you to ever sleep.
No, I ever since we got to the apartment, the new apartment, the new swag.
Yeah.
Okay, so now.
Maybe we should crash.
I have a better idea. I would not recommend going back to Sanderson's. I would recommend what is mine is yours, and what is mine is borrowed, so it's also part of the state, but the state's not always around, so you can sleep here.
Right. Well, let's either sleep here, where there's a zombie prowling the halls, and
working
overtime.
War and peace.
Or we can go back to where our enemies in black SUVs know where we are, but we can die in somewhat luxury.
I got a toothbrush that we can share.
Character, you have no indication that they know where you live. They were following you.
I have no indication that they know where we live.
You look at me and I was like,
God talks to me through my brain.
I got the toothbrush if we guys need to share. I hold
I
it out.
Luxury.
Yes, I'd rather die. If I'm going to die, I'd rather die in a down pillow mattress. That'd be fantastic. That's exactly what's waiting for us there. Fine. We're going back to the flat. Would you like to join us? Or would you like to stay here?
With
a zombie.
Do you have cable? Miss Anderson has cable.
Before you go, it's like, as you're thinking this over, you hear in the background, I won't hesitate no more. No, man. You see the head do a 360 at you.
Creepy.
I will be right back. I need to see me grabbing a gas. I'm going to burn this place down.
But it crosses his mind.
We will be going now. I'm going to the bookcase and I'm opening it by pulling out various books, and behind it I have like ammo stashed and like guns. It's like the children's section too.
It's like Pop on Pop is actually like hollowed out and stuck to the mantle, and you open it up and it's like
and you guys lay with the card like, I'm yours. And
Nigel, what the fuck?
What? So there's always variables that we can't always like count.
Strong feelings still have an effect on a corpse. She has strong feelings for her.
That's gross and weird and kind of funny. But regardless, we're back at the flat now. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
You're back in the house. No, there are no other cards.
Right. Okay. Everybody, I'm sleeping I'll be sleeping in the main bed. There's a guest bed. There's a fell out bed from the.
There's on the sofa.
Woo! That would be taken. So
guest
someone's
bed.
Sleeping on the floor.
I took the guest bed.
All right. The well-armed lady chooses guest bed. Sorry, Vanya. Have a good night.
I do not sleep. I don't believe in it.
Okay. It is a queen size bed.
I know.
Okay.
But it's being occupied by the king.
Don't do not worry. I'll keep first, second, and third watch. I open up my briefcase and it just says pills. Just start taking out my pills.
Okay.
I lock my door.
During the entire, ever since the incident, your eyes have been
yes.
a little kind of hurting, and there's been a scratching in the back of your neck. You haven't really. You're assuming the situation, that whatever happened just bothered you for whatever reason, but you can let it go. Anyway, you eventually fall asleep, but for whatever reason, you still feel that strain around your eye. And all of a sudden, it's like you're suddenly someplace else. You look down, you can actually see, like, the world. You see America, as it is. But as you see America.
America.
But as you look at it, it's
so much bigger than every other fucking country.
You see America. No, actually, you see Europe. Sorry, different area. You see Europe, which, okay. You
so
see Europe.
Which is not America.
Yes. No. You start it's like you're floating, like, and seeing everything at the same exact time. First thing you notice, it doesn't look like modern day. It looks like, you realize it's 1940s technology. It's like the height of the World War II.
Oh, you mean back when they had an economy? Boom! Yes!
Political humor, motherfucker!
Yeah!
Anyway.
Get it up.
Ah!
Alright.
Yeah, 70-year-old political humor.
What's that?
70-year-old political humor.
Anyway.
You take what you can get.
It's the height of World War II. You see planes, you see different planes, the whole Normandy thing, all of that happening. And in one section of Germany, you don't see what exactly happened, but you just notice a shift. You notice like a shift of like first in Berlin, and it starts to spread and spread. And you look down, you see people. What something like they're just regular people that seem to be running from something, but also changing at the exact same time, and you see those people chasing after them. You notice what looks like people who were once people; they still have the human shape. But one of the is you notice two things odd about them. First off, like the jaguar, their eyes are coming out like stalks, and that go around like massive eyeballs at the end with stalks twirling around like worms. Secondly, like in the back, like it's not like a physical thing, but it's something with your vision. You can see like some sort of tendril going out into empty space,
right.
But not just like not just our dimension, someplace else.
Right.
And as these, the second thing you notice is these things aren't attacking themselves. It's like they're incapable of attacking, but each one is associated with something else, some sort of figment. Like each one has something created from their imagination attacking for them.
Huh.
And as it spreads and it spreads to different countries, like for example, on the American side, they might have Buck Rogers or Duck Rogers of the 21st and a half century.
Yeah.
In Germany, they might have some of their symbols, and it's happening all over the world. And it's spreading, and you realize something is using the humans in a certain way, like using their imagination as processing power.
Huh.
And as you think about it, you know the math, you realize. The smaller something is, the bigger its probability wave. That means the easier it is for it to pass through dimensions.
Right.
So in order to have this as much processing power as this many people, it must be massive.
Right.
And eventually the numbers go from hundreds to thousands to millions. And once it hits a certain point, all those monsters stop, all the imagination figments disappear. Those stalks look up into the air, the eyes at top split open. Some sort of a stenting pops out, and you hear a scream that, like, you feel like if you were, like, in your actual body, your ears would bleed, and then something you feel like something outside the earth like shifts,
and then you know something shifted. I'm going to give you a choice. You have a feeling that you can leave the stream right now. You might get a little sanity loss, but it won't be much. You'll survive. But on the other hand, you know that if you go further, you might get some insight into what's going on.
Well, you don't get anywhere in the agency by in the laundry by staying sane. No. I'm sticking with it.
Okay, you notice something pop out of existence, and all of a sudden, like all the at first, you don't notice any changes, and then all of a sudden, the people who turn into monsters, quite literally explode and melt at the exact same time. Then the land around them explodes and melts at the exact same time, and it gets faster and faster. Eventually, you see the whole earth like just combust. And like it just, and as your vision goes farther and farther out, it's like it's not just the Earth; it's like a wave that's spreading faster and faster. Now you know enough physics because not only training you took a course that
right.
There's a difference. You know, between potential and kinetic energy.
Right.
It's like from when you can understand it, it should be impossible. It's like all the potential energy of all of like the Earth, and as it spreads, like all the other planets, and eventually the Sun, instantly turns to kinetic energy, and it's gathering into like this great plasma ball. And all that plasma from the solar system, it's transferring around this one dark space. You decide to look closer. As you slowly look closer, you notice, and you realize that your brain is because it's a dream state. Your brain is protecting you from the full extent,
right.
So it won't be as horrible. This will be horrible,
yeah.
But it won't be as horrible as it could be. But as you get closer, you notice from distance looks like a human brain, and it's obviously your mind protecting you somehow. But as you get closer, you realize it's not exactly. It's not like exactly a human brain. It's like a human brain shaped, but it's full of eyes. Massive eyes. But not just standing still. The eyes are like shifting around, going in. It's like a sea of eyes going within each other. Like there's nodes of eyes and like streams of eyes like neurons sending energy to different parts. And like not only that, but as the energy coalesces around this being, it's like new eyes. Some of the eyes grow stalks themselves, and those eyes pop off, go back into the pool as it grows. But other eyes just pop, and all the liquid turns to eyes. And it's just gathering all this energy. Gathers all this energy from the system. And that wave continues spreading. And you know that wave's not going to stop until it gets the entirety of the universe. And for instance, it stops. And all those eyes stare directly at you. Well, Sancho.
Yeah. 60, which is, I think, yeah, I make it.
You make it?
Okay, sanity. Yeah, my sanity, initial sanity is, well, sanity points is 90, but check is, where is my sanity? What is it that I have to roll?
Not just your sanity check.
Yeah.
Is it under?
Underneath your sanity.
Yes.
Where is my, oh, underneath the sanity?
Yes.
My initial sanity is 90.
So. Oh, they say you just roll underneath the 90. You're fine.
Considering I'm like the computational demonologist, I'm the one that starts with the highest sanity.
You lose 1d10 sanity.
Yes, well. I use 9, so now I'm down to 8.
Yes.
You poor thing.
Yes.
And now, because of what you saw, you gain insights later on that may be proved useful.
Right.
It may prove
but,
useful.
Yeah, but you have
maybe
feeling.
Lean you on.
Actually, you look, all right. And then you suddenly wake up, and the eye strain you felt before in the back of the feels stronger. As you go to the bathroom and check it out, you notice, first off, that your eyes seem a little poofier. And then you can as you look further, you look closer to the mirror, you see a little translucent string that's only visual
infected.
To you. Well, it's sanity for me.
Yeah. I just make it.
Okay.
My currently sanity was 81 and I rolled an 80.
Lose 2 sanity.
Okay. Yeah. That was close. Oh, crap. Okay. There's shots for this. I run. I go back. I'm gonna run my antivirus.
And because you have such a high madness threshold, you're actually no. Sorry, because once you lose 5, you go temporarily insane. I forgot about that.
Oh.
No, actually, you know what? I'm not. I usually roll for that, but I have one that fits perfectly. You have for the next.
Jesus, I go all my dice.
Oh, nice. Oh, not too bad. For the next hour, you have paranoia. You're convinced that whatever you saw can always see you through dimensions, wherever, no matter where you are for the next hour.
It can.
Yeah?
This is paranoia. This is true. It can.
So you hear screaming.
Yes.
I jump out of bed, grab my gun, and in my underwear,
run into the living room, pointing wildly at everything.
I see him in his underwear pointing a gun. I scream more.
Angela, Isaac, what are you doing?
I slept mostly clothed, so I'm ready now too.
Okay, well, just to complete this picture, suddenly the hall closet, the linen closet that I'd hollowed out and like was sleeping in, it gets kicked open. I have my shotgun and I'm naked and I'm just aiming. and I'm just aiming. Oh,
Everyone, calm down. Why are you all looking at me?
You're the one that started the screaming.
Oh, God, I was worried for a second.
Do they hear with their eyes? Otherwise, I think I can talk at whatever volume I want.
You have to... Stop looking at me. Don't look at me! And I run out of the bathroom. I'm going to my laptop, trying to find my banishing spells.
You'll know he has English muffins here, if you guys are interested.
No, I do not know that.
I go and just get English muffins, naked.
That's delicious and gross. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we're just watching him as he's just going nuts for a little while.
Pretty much.
All right, so you guys do nothing else as he's going on his crazy hour-long.
Yeah. I'm occasionally going to be like, how are you doing over there?
Stop it! Stop it! Not me! Is it always looking at me?
Hungry. This is Wednesday.
All right. It's been about an hour now. You're starting to calm down.
Yeah, you want to tell us what that was about, buddy?
There's this thing, and it is made of eyes. And they look at you. They look at everything. And it controls people through the eyes.
Well, you've been to level 8 in the laundry. Yes. Good at poker player. Very good poker player.
The eyes they come out like the jaguar. The eyes they come out and they control. Like what I found is that they look. There's connections and I put a couple. Oddly enough, it's not a proper drawing. It's like a Visio chart, organizational chart, because this is a laundry.
You have a flow chart of like what's going on.
Look, see the main central point here, and it ties into everything, and it controls people. And there's more. And you can see the waves here, how they spread from Germany to here and everywhere. And the more control there is, the more points. Look, a pentacle has 5 points, and that can still summon a fucking zombie, right? But imagine if it has a billion points, then it can summon the thing with the eyes.
And it's a circle if it has a billion points.
It has all the points. It has. They're all looking at you. That's the thing.
It has all the points.
Yes.
Sorry.
And that's what it's tied to the thing with the jaguar. It's tied to that, and it was looking at me.
Oh, so this has to do with the case. Good. Yes. Good. We're making progress. Good.
And I think it's in me.
Back up. What?
I looked in the mirror. Look, my eyes. There. See. Look.
Oh my God!
You just told us not to look at you.
No! Don't look.
Eyes look like he hasn't slept in the last couple of days.
Nigel,
I was sleeping.
Are you high right now?
No, I am connected.
No one's high. No one's doing drugs here. You just say no. That's ridiculous. Yeah. What are these allegations that I have to face? I don't need to face this. It's ridiculous. This is a free country. Like mother. Britain. I walk over the back.
I'm gonna say that you know.
I learned it from watching you.
You realize that the more stressed you are, like whenever you're weak, it has a chance to go further within you. So basically, every time you fail a sand roll. Yeah, okay.
I'm taking a shower.
That's fine. Okay, so the definitely not Russian gentleman is showering.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Nigel.
This is going well.
Yes.
Nigel.
So this is the high level exorcism, and I don't think I have the software for it. But here, we need to get back because I don't have the damn it! I need bigger computers. We need bigger computers. So I can get this thing off.
Nigel, we don't have the budget to buy you a MacBook Pro. We've been over this before.
It's in me. I know. Nigel, I'm not denying... Look, we've all been infected by otherworldly ectoplasmic entities. I'm just saying that. I need you to man up for a minute and accept that we're very far away from our home base.
So we solve this?
Nigel, I mean, let me remind
you.
Last year,
paperwork.
I know, but last year my hand tried to kill me for 2 weeks, and I didn't complain.
Yes, you did.
Okay, maybe a little. Well, it was very hard. I liked that hand. The other one is a fucking lout, but, I mean, anyways.
Look, I just need to do this because universe explode and melt. That is, and more importantly, it's in me. And we look.
Always thinking of himself.
Because it's in me. Look, if it sits still, I'm pretty sure I can transfer it to
you.
No. Well, then let's solve this.
Fine. This is how I'm going to solve it. Nigel,
yes.
You need to get a hold of yourself, and you're going to do it in the right good manner that our ancestors have been doing it for thousands of years. I'm going to go to that cabinet. I'm going to pour you a stiff, beefeater gin, and then you're going to drink it. And then we're going to find out where your nerves are then, right? Okay. And then tea when the sun rises. As it stands right now, it's too early. All right, and I pour him a stiff drink and I hand it to him. Now, everyone, pour myself one as well. Now, I think it's important that we choose our next course of events. Unless after Nigel's drink he has an idea of where else we should go, then we should probably go see the body. Molly, thoughts?
Sounds like a plan.
Fine. Naked gentleman in her towel.
I walk out of the bathroom as soon as you ask me, and I'm not wet at all, but I am in a towel. Well, it's very good. It's very good. I say we go check out the body to see what exactly took place with your friend Charlie.
All right. That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we can think of any other pieces of evidence that I'm totally overlooking as a player or as a character.
I would look up Stroktigo.
Stroktigo, right. Well,
I mean, if they are releasing data that creates these summons, wouldn't it be bad if they were releasing a game very quickly or very shortly?
Oh, you mean like the one that Nigel?
The one that's going to control everybody.
Nigel?
Yes.
Do you feel up to doing a little research googling?
I can do that.
Alright, fine. Fantastic. If you could look up, just give me some information as to the Stroktigo Studios.
Have you ever noticed how the O's in Google look like eyes?
Yahoo, then. No, that's not anything.
Do you know why they do that? It's because it's actually a surveillance camera created by the... Exactly, because Google,
Nigel,
they actually...
Look,
Nigel, go to Bing.
Put a little bit of tape on the webcam on my laptop. Bing has not always... Okay, good. My eyes on Bing.
It is because that they have surveillance and all these, because they are actually their own entities.
You're not helping. The man is already... We're running the risk of driving one of our own a little over the edge early. So we want to stop that from happening.
Exactly. We don't want anybody who's a nut job around here. Am I right or am I right?
Right, exactly.
Is my toast done? I go in the bathroom. I come out and I do in fact have toast.
Which is funny because you don't even have a toaster.
I know, but it does look like freshly buttered, cooked toast.
Oh my god. Alright, so, right, get us some information as to Stroktigo's, if you would, Nigel.
Right.
Alright. So,
it's
yeah.
just Google.
So,
Bing.
Bing, sorry. Stroktigo Studios, famous for making some famous first-person shooters, one being Bloody Damage, 1-4. The epic story of... See, the funny thing about the game is, like, each iteration of the game is just a clone of the specific character. And there's been, like, a ton of stories and, like, comic books about, like, how, like, one clone trying to travel to another clone. It's really awesome. But anyway. And Bloody 5... you know, for example, Bloody Damage 5 is going to be coming out soon. You also, as you Google, you also notice that BloodyCon is going to be happening in about 1 or 2 days.
Ooh, I have tickets for BloodyCon.
Yeah. Basically, you do. And you just remembered it after the whole paranoia thing.
Yes.
Yeah, BloodyCon is coming out. And that's when they
It's like a massive tournament. Like, it's going to be Bloody Damage 4 tournament, but there's rumors of Bloody 5. Bloody Damage 5 might be
sponsored
shown.
By Pearl Tampons.
No. Get out of town! I love that game! It's with the donkey, and he throws barrels down, and you have to jump over them.
Alright.
Right. I'm sorry, Nigel, did you just say that there's a convention happening for this fucking game?
Yes, and they're going to really... I'm pretty sure that there's rumors that they've been rumoring it, and now I think they are... that they'll release the game, and it ties into what I saw with the you remember? So I played the game, and then remote control, and the thing it shot you. Now imagine a whole con, all of them playing the game with the things that shoot you. All of them.
Right. So we need to, I suppose, stop that from happening.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. I'll delay the con. But I would suggest you all pack right now. I pick up Sanderson's phone.
Mm-hmm.
I call the police.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this the police?
Yes, how can I help you?
I believe that you are having a convention soon. I give them the address.
Okay. Oh, yeah, at the Hilton, yes. There's a convention. Can I help you with something, sir?
Well, you'll see... I am from the Russian Mafia, and we'll be blowing it up
prank caller, click.
That's a alright.
Right, now we do have to leave, because...
I said that!
Yes, but we have nowhere else to stay! Oh god, we're not going to sleep in the library. Listen, run it by me, or us, or someone, run it by Molly, or Nigel, if you want to do something unilaterally like that again.
Can I start the packing? Because we got about 3 minutes until they probably send it.
Yes! Yes, that's fine. And I look at the phone. Do you use a cell phone or...
I used a cell phone.
Oh,
no, you using a hotel phone?
Oh, yeah, hotel phone.
Oh, you just used a hotel phone.
We're fucked. All right. All right, everybody pack. Chop, chop, we need to get moving. We're going to now be a mobile unit. Thank you.
Is this a home or is this an apartment?
It's a hotel. Well, actually, no, it's a high-class condo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. So there's attached. There's things attached to it.
Yes.
It's okay.
Right. Okay. So yeah, we start. I start packing. Not that I unpacked much of my shit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or that I own much.
Because I thought we searched the place earlier.
We did search the place. We didn't find anything strange.
Okay, but did we find anything that might be useful if we become a mobile unit?
Jesus.
Anything useful if you become a mobile unit?
Money?
Yeah,
weapons.
I'm thinking specifically cash if he's got it.
He's got plenty of cash.
All right, I want all the cash.
Okay.
Take all
the
cash.
All right.
Actually, give me a luck roll.
What's that?
That's right next to... Ow.
Yes.
Yes?
15. I needed a 15.
What do you have firearm now?
Pistol and rifle.
You've got a pretty decent rifle.
Awesome.
I'm looking for Mr. Mittens, Sanderson's cat.
Give me a luck roll.
34. My luck is 40.
Meow.
I pick him up. It's time to go, Mr. Mittens.
Meow.
Let's put on your hat. It's more of a hoodie.
Okay.
A cat hoodie.
You found a hat. You don't know where that cat came from. You've been here for days.
I rolled an 18. I'm looking for anything fancy that... Look, he clearly had more money, and the laundry probably liked him way more than they like me. Did he have any stuff that he requisitioned from supplies? From R&D department? Did he have anything enchanted? Pentagrams? Abracadabras? Anyway.
You don't see anything abracadabra,
mm-hmm.
but you do notice... You saw her rifle, which she took. You also notice some body armor.
Yeah.
And you have a feeling that he was more afraid of human threats than actual monster threats.
That's fine. I'm afraid of everything.
Okay. As you realize, and also, I'm going to see 18. What was your luck?
My luck is a 45.
Okay, I'll let it go. You also know some paperwork of some finances stuff. There's no way on his laundry salary he could afford all this.
I take that. I leave the armor because my strength is 5 and I cannot wear it.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. All right, we leave.
Can anyone wear the armor?
I've got a strength of 15.
Right, Molly. You'd be more than welcome to try.
I want the armor.
Alright, go ahead. Look in the book to see what exactly it protects.
And, so you just have, briefcases and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I open up the closet and I pull out some Sanderson suits and I'm trying to... Any sizes that... No way. No way for our techie, but what about her and him?
Give me luck rolls, both of you.
I'm looking at.
Nope.
I nod my head. I put the suits back, and then I spray it with a little spray can I have, and then I light it on fire. We should get going now.
What?
This will help us. I assure you. Let's
go. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Well, I got the cat. Jeez.
Run! and so we get it. We pile into the car and we leave.
I pull up my Sharpie, and on the door I write, "See you at the convention, Russian mob," and then I just keep on walking.
He's last to leave, so I don't know he did that.
Okay.
Oh my god. We don't need help making this game harder. Alright. Right, so we all get into the car.
No, Cass skipped again. It's like a challenge to them.
I got this mental image. I mean, you played Skyrim, right?
I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, the lock picking
mechanism. Oh, yeah.
So, like, click and move.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the little claws going like this.
Yeah. I see this mental image of the cat just like.
Well, I imagine they're making some sort of like cat pyramid thing.
Yes.
Anyways. Alright, so we get out of here. Focus, what are we doing? We are.
You're calling it Skyrim.
I'm following you. I believe we wanted to go to the morgue.
Yes.
Please don't look in the back of the seat. I'll be changing now.
Okay.
That's really gross.
Who's in the back with him?
Cypress, that's me. And I'm big enough that there's not that much room, so it keeps brushing up against me.
Gross.
You try not to look at several things that should never touch you or touching you.
Oh, wow.
Can I lose some more sanity?
Oh, my God, I can see you're unnameable.
Anyways, despite what you think, after seeing that horror, that doesn't really compare.
I know.
Right, so I'm going to try to go to the city morgue, wherever that is. I guess I'm going to look it up on my phone.
Okay. You find a city morgue.
Okay.
You find it's underneath one of the police stations.
For fuck's sake. What are we supposed to do here? We can't just walk in, take a look at the body. He probably just killed himself. He offed himself, and some Johnny's dead. So, what then? I pull over the car. Look, we need a plan. And as both of you know, the only reason that I'm leader of this ridiculous unit is because no one of any sort of competence, no insult, but no one of any consequence was willing to take the job in the first place. And also, I think I'm being punished by HR on some level. So, I'm not exactly up for this. I'm not looking towards being the leader for much longer. I just want to get the job done. The job was to find out where the code came from, correct?
Yes.
The code that was in, not you, you. The code that came into the UK, and we're here to find it and get one up on the Americans. Why don't we just tell the Americans? Why don't we just tell the Americans?
Because they're Americans.
I know they're Americans, but this is an American problem. They have weapons and cars with tinted windows and run silently because they're hybrids.
That is such a Shrimmer thing to say. You're the Shrimmer.
Oh my god.
Those things are everywhere, not just in America. So we need to get as much information as we can here.
All of you, give me an idea check.
Because if we get killed here, then...
Nope.
14. 17.
You do remember that you were assaulted by the Black... Once a member of the Black Chamber, which is an American organization.
That's right.
Are we almost to the morgue?
Yes, we're almost to the morgue, but it's underneath a police station.
That doesn't... I slap him on the back.
Ow.
Ridiculous. You're ridiculous. You're a very small man, but you're ridiculous in a big way.
Right.
I pull out the Center for Disease Control.
SCDC.
SDC, yeah.
Yeah. SDC?
CDC.
CDC.
Yes.
I pull it out, and then I look at the rest of you. Molly. Would you like to be my assistant for now?
Sure.
Would that be possible?
Mister, yes, it's fine. It's her choice. Look, Mister...
Church Mountain.
Church Mountain.
We do everything big.
Right. Right, I forgot. Church Mountain, you do understand that there's a very high chance that someone from the actual CDC will be within the police station because we're in a major metropolitan area, and he'll recognize you as a fake almost immediately.
Well, actually, that's not true, my friend. You see, from the CDC, we have branches all out through the nation. And as you can know with the laundry, there are a number of mishaps where agents are sent to the same assignment. And if that's the case, I can just simply nod off and walk away and say, I will review the board. I've done this a million times. Don't worry, son.
Is he convincing at all? Are you convincing at all?
Okay, I'm trying to do the fast talk.
Oh, fast talk.
No, I'm not.
95?
Yeah,
95. Oh my god, the Swedish chef is here. Birdie,
birdie, birdie. Don't you worry. I got me American accent already.
I turn around. We need a better plan.
I stop volunteering to be his partner.
I understand.
Fine, I'll take the flat one.
Jesus, because this book sucks and I can't actually find like an armor section, I'm going to go with the concealed ballistic vest.
That's fine.
Is he like 4 points of protection against melee and low velocity?
I will be fine. You worry too much. They're already worried. They're probably up in arms looking for this Russian mob and wondering why they're blowing up convention.
Yes, you did. Oh my god, you didn't make our job any easier either, because we're going to have to infiltrate that.
You're welcome. A little bit of chaos makes everything easier to
enter. Alright, I should have done this a while ago. Call in HQ. Pull over the car.
Can we not just stop in front of the police station? I get out, I walk in. Didn't you call HR? This is a waste of time.
I take out my cell phone and I get out of the car and I call my fucking supervisor.
He's a very, very nervous fellow. Totally sugar. Okay.
You go through the proper channels and you get a phone call.
Who do I get? Oh, what was his name?
Donaldson. Yes?
Donaldson, it's, Smithwell.
You're not supposed to call me Smithwell.
I'm not supposed to call you unless I have some sort of problem here on assignments.
And it's Sanderson's job to fix it.
Sanderson's dead. Sanderson is 402. He's not coming back. Closed down his apartment. He's gone.
What happened?
He was killed by a mutant. I look back at Molly. By a demon jaguar. Not jaguar demon. Important note.
Demon controlled jaguar, or controlled but through demonic, there was a gate.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Alright, so I'm going to patch you through to the rest of the team.
Okay.
Alright, and so, both of your phones ring.
Alright. Yep,
take it off my headset. I'm on Skype.
I'm kind of leaning close to her and listening.
No,
right, everyone,
why not just, you know, do stuff that I'm not involved in? That's fine. Sounds like I've said it 100 times.
Is that... I know that voice. That's Winston.
Winston, yes, you know him. He's supposed to be down... Fine, I'll patch him through too, since you have some sort of recognition with him. Mm. Winston, your earpiece.
Winston!
Is this Donovan?
Donaldson,
it's been quite a long time since our miscommunication where you accidentally revoked several of my licenses.
I'm sorry, what?
I only revoked one of your licenses 3 times.
I'm waiting for the apology letter.
Right. What happened to Sam? Ollie, what happened to Samson?
Torn apart by a demon jaguar.
All right.
It was a manifestation that took over a jaguar's body.
Gave it stock eyes.
Anyways, it had peripheral.
Where would you find a jaguar? Where were you?
We were in the zoo. We were meeting him in the zoo. That was his. That was his choice. Look,
jaguar attack. He's googling it.
Huh. Yeah. Look, I'm only calling you because I believe this mission is far more FUBAR than it usually is when I'm sent on the field.
Oh, you've got to be.
Look, we have. It gets worse, sir. It gets much worse. I think
oh,
it'd be...
it gets worse. That's fantastic.
No,
I forward him my Vizio and organizational charts.
Okay.
That mostly reaches eyes and the lines. Eyes.
Why am I being sent a picture of eyes?
It's not a picture. It is a diagram. Look at the lines. See,
yes.
eyes, and then the
they're
eyes,
watching
you. See, there are eyes, and you'll notice that the organizational...
Focus.
Look, there are processes at work here. You can see by the lines.
Right. Nigel's helping, so I can confirm the following. That we have two dead involved with this case. One male, one female, murder-suicide. We have...
Allegedly
murdered-suicide. Bodies, MIA... taken by
plainclothes police officers, not confirmed. Sir, I'm afraid to report, and I don't know if this will actually up our budget if you continue to have us in this field, but I imagine it would because it's so important. I have confirmed a contact with Black Chamber.
That when?
A few days ago, possibly just last night. They didn't. They only identified themselves once. Very, very thoroughly.
He thinks about this very good, and you hear a word that you never wanted to hear from Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Then we have Sanderson, one of our agents, dead. We disposed of the Jaguar ourselves. Yes, please put that on my record. it involves, somehow, we did some investigating, and Bill Turner, sir, he's a U.S. politician here. He has some sort of connection with the Stroked Ego Studios, which
Stroked
is...
Stroked Ego Studios?
It's a video game house or something like that. Nigel has a theory that there is a demonic digital what was the term that you used, Nigel? What was this?
Eyes,
right?
Yes.
There's some sort of demonic possession happening through a digital realm, and Nigel believes that it possesses people much like it did the Jaguar. I'm calling you because I have Blackwatch on my. Black Chamber, not Blackwatch is a different game. We have Black Chamber on our tail. We're consistently in harm's way, bullets specifically, but sometimes demonic entities. Psychological profiles is beginning to deteriorate due to more than 24 hours continuous motion, i.e. we weren't able to sleep until last night. And a U.S. politician is involved. So, what do you want us to do? Please say come home.
In your personal opinion, how serious is the threat?
There is a convention happening very soon, within the next few days.
Alleged.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Church Mountain. That is run by Stroked Ego Studios and is supposedly going to be the drop date for this game that Nigel posits is actually a gateway for demonic possession.
And control and the eyes with the and the thing, yes, the more
eyes.
That they are you look at the second attachment that I sent you, you notice all the points.
Second attachment,
yes.
It's just more picture of eyes.
Yes, but look at how they're arranged and the amount.
They're in a circle.
Exactly.
It's a circle of eyes.
Exactly, but look, it's not a single broken line, it's points. It is a look,
it's a circle of eyes in a perfect circle.
No, because there's lines. Look, just your contrast, there are lines that is a summoning. That is a summoning gram, and thing is going to come through once there are enough.
Donaldson, I do have some silver lining. I do have some silver lining for
God,
you.
No.
We were able to catch the Black Widow of I-96. We were able to subdue her where your agents killed her. However, in order to keep it from looking like it was a murder, we were able to... Don't worry, no, this is a good idea. We made her into a zombie where we left her...
What?
We made her into a zombie. You need to get your hearing checked. And now she is currently putting up books at the library. She will be deteriorating in a few days. It will look just like a death, and it will be good. Not a problem. The other good news is I called in a bomb threat to the convention center, so that might have bought us a few more days.
Sir, I want to be so clear right now. I had nothing to do with this. This man
is a rogue
just
agent.
Just popped into this sort of this situation we find ourselves in, and he tried to save us from Black Chamber, I believe Black Chamber, or one of the other shadowy American organizations.
I'm going to use insight. Do I think it was Black Chamber?
Give me an insight.
25. I have an 80.
You don't think it was Black Chamber? It looks more...
I'm thinking, was it just security?
Some of security.
Yeah. Captain, I just would like to say that they are jumping at shadows. It was not Black Chamber. They would not have escaped Black Chamber. It was actually some security, very lower force. I would say it was more muscle than brains. In Black Chambers, they have brains and muscles. These people were easily able to be skipped from and killed. That is another murder that is on this hit and run. But I believe that they were probably agents or could be security of Bill Turner.
What, didn't you say this before?
Well, you didn't ask. I assumed you knew.
If it is as bad as you say, and Black Chamber is involved, if Black Chamber had discovered you, we would have known, and it would have been a hell of a fuck up on our end. They would have made us a huge embarrassment, but there's been nothing. Which means, here's the truth of it. If we're doing, they're doing something serious, and we try to get involved, we contact the government, they might move the operation. And we might not have the chance to stop it. From what you're telling me, it looks like they have political connections in this matter. This must be stopped.
Bomb threat.
But instead, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to secretly send in some men to help you out. When is this convention? And you give them the date. Mm-hmm. I may be able to, if you're not able to stop it by that time, I may be able to secretly send in some men to try to help you.
Right. That much appreciated, sir.
If it would
possibly, help. If I can get them through.
Put them in jumpsuits, sweatsuits, and make sure they grease their hair back. It's the perfect cover for the bomb threat. I said it was the Russian mafia.
Again, nothing to do with that, sir. Making our job much harder. Just trying to get the work done. Right. Then, new objectives sound like stop this threat from occurrence, and...
And if it's as serious as you say, I give permission by any means necessary.
Right.
Just, although if you get caught by American government, we deny all knowledge of you, of course.
Right, sir, we all have the cyanide tooth. Please, come on, it's not my first year.
You haven't taken yours out? Listen, I got pliers in the back. Just say the word, we take care of this.
Right. Well then, thank you very much for your time, sir. I will report periodically in email bursts. Right. Okay. Smithwell out.
Donaldson. Donovan.
Yes.
I'm trying not to get barsher. How is your wife doing? Tell her that I miss her with love.
His name again. I'm forgetting. Oh, Winston. When you get back, you and I are going to have a very nice long conversation.
Oh, very good. We can talk about many things that I have witnessed and helped to save the mother
Nigel,
country.
Nigel, kill it, kill
you
the
son of a...
Whoops. It's like when you hang up on people in Mass Effect.
You see, it's not just him and my... him and his wife.
Don't need to know, don't want to know, don't
no,
ever
no, no,
want
I
to
never
know.
Slept with her. I just made him, I gave him evidence to say that it would be highly probable that it could have happened. But of course, I never get in between a person, their marriage is sacred. What are we, monsters?
Of course. Right. Nigel.
Yes.
Are you up for continuing this sort of mission with what we've just learned from.
He told
Donaldson.
Us we need to stop it, and I fully agree because I do not want to melt.
Fine. You're more of a gamer than the rest of us. How are we supposed to infiltrate something like this?
You could be security. She's a girl, so she's just it. That's just they haven't seen girls often, so it works.
And it scares them; it makes them very skittish.
Oh, you have tickets.
I was going this year. I thought it was. I wanted to see the game. That. Look, let's face it. World destruction aside, the game's really good.
Right. Well. Fine. Then I suppose the best thing we can do is get a good night's rest and try to get ready for.
Make small suggestion.
Go ahead.
I would really like to see the body.
There's no way that we can get in to see this body.
Why would I not be able to see this body?
Because you can't just walk into... You started doing a completely inappropriate accent. You sounded like a Swede, sir.
Do you have something against Swede? It's all about a character. You do not walk in just sounding like a normal British man like I am right now. You have to go in, you have to smooth talk them with another accent. If you do too much British, if you do too much American, they think something up. So you do something that they're very familiar with, which like Muppet Babies.
Oh
Muppet.
My God, I don't want to do this.
Listen. We got to look at the body. And that is why I'll be using this accent. We got a look at the body, sir. Is that better for you?
Nigel, to make this man stop talking, I need you to do one of two things.
have a spell.
Thank God. That will be plan B. I need you to look into if there are any CDC people in this area, and if not, or FBI or something, some gap of law enforcement that we can fill in order to get into the morgue without questions being asked and be able to see the body.
Hacking minus 10, because the FBI.
FBI.
Yeah. 70-something, which means I make it. Yeah.
You make it? All right.
So no matter what that 70 is,
okay.
I make it.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
So?
Yeah, I think I can get you some...
Bob Donson.
There we go.
Bob Johnson.
Yes.
He works for the Feds, what?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and,
right.
And yeah, I think
that speaking program on a computer is fantastic. right. Okay. Fine.
So he's the one that they sent down. This Bob Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fine. Then I will be Bob Johnson. You'll be my people. I don't know what FBI people roll with other Feds, I imagine. So, all right, fine. We're all federal investigators. Can you please try to make sure that you bring the right idea this time?
I had the right idea last time.
Right, of course you did. Fine, and our papers should be able to get us by any sort of cursory examinations. Thank God we didn't lose those yet. And right, do I look anything like Bob Johnson?
I can make you look.
I'm going to need you to do that, Nigel.
Problem. Let's see. No. Schoolgirl, no.
Please not.
No, I've got like 28 variations on that. Can you say it takes a bit to get
would
there.
That mean?
Well, I have to do this one manually. You mean, no, lower eyesight.
Just
no.
Photoshop
wrong
me into
sex, it. First of all. And let's
oh, God.
See. Okay, here we go. And,
Yep.
Okay. Any random hallucinations are standard and normal. Just don't.
You are a 6 foot three tall African American gentleman.
Where's he from?
America.
North, south, accent wise.
Minnesota.
That's not good. Don't know how to do a Minnesota accent. I guess,
it's rather Canadian.
Right, so I can't do Canadian either. We'll never go there. Good God.
We're in Texas now, so never say never.
This is what you do, my friend. You don't talk. You're the alpha male. You walk in, you flash your badge, she does the talking for you, or I do the talking for you, and you just keep walking. You do not look at these people. They are like bugs to you.
I work much better under pressure. Let's go. Okay, we're here. Everybody, IDs. And I get out of the car, and we start walking right into the fucking police station. God, why is this a good idea?
You guys open the door?
Yep.
You know, it's a smallish room, security area in front with two police officers with desks.
Mm-hmm.
Off this side, you see some people in handcuffs.
I'm going
to... Sitting next to a chair.
I'm going to walk by the people with handcuffs and using insight,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to start saying, guilty, guilty, not guilty, guilty, guilty. Like, just calling it. Yeah, 28.
Yeah.
Just, I can tell from their heart rate or something. Like, guilty, guilty, not guilty.
All right. I'm going to adjust my tie and walk right up and flash my magic papers.
Okay.
Say, Donson, FBI.
FBI?
Sir, I understand that you had a Caucasian male deceased.
Oh, yeah. The other guys are here, too. Just give me a second. Shh. Hello?
Yes.
Sir? Yeah, some other FBI guys are here for you? Oh, okay. They go right downstairs, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, then.
I pee a little. all right. And I kind of wave everybody in, and then I get next to Nigel. Nigel, what do we do now? They're already here.
Don't worry, I got gun.
I am not talking to you. I'm talking to Nigel.
Different FBI agents.
Right.
Maybe.
If Don Donson is here, what do we do?
Bing!
Fuck it. Here we go. All right, I get into the elevator with everybody. Come on now. And we're storming. All right. So we take the elevator down into the mall.
Okay. Doors open up, down a corridor. Open it. Medium-sized room with, like, some dead bodies, some with sheets over them. You know, it's a cabinet full of
to freeze bodies in the corner.
Murder victim, suicide, murder victim.
Wow. You know, it's a guy in a lab coat. Well, I'm not sure how they is. Lab coat that they wear?
Yeah.
TV.
Okay. Scrubs. He's wearing most of the scrubs.
Okay, so one guy in scrubs with a mask. Like,
yeah, it's like medical stuff. So.
Yeah, medical stuff, like looking at some bodies, and you see some of the FBI talking. One of them turns around, he's like, hell? What's up to you? Bob? Bob Dodson, it's been 3 years since the cargo mission. How you been?
I'm okay. I'm a little under the weather.
I had a little bit of my son. My son, God, he's been sick for like the last 2 days.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do insight. Is he lying?
Hmm?
I'm seeing if the guy's lying.
Give me an insight.
62 from 85.
You make it?
Yeah.
He's not lying.
How is your boy? My goodness. Bob, you were just telling me that just a couple days. Is he still playing? Is it baseball?
Hockey.
Hockey, God. You know, I have a little girl. She is adamant about playing baseball all the time. I keep on telling her, like, honey, that's not what Dallas girls do.
15 but, on stealth. I'm just not there
anymore. Yeah, I'm just...
Give me a fast talk.
Honey, that is not what little girls do in Texas. I keep on telling her that
I know, I have a daughter. She's such a tomboy.
Why
can't she go out and dress as, like, nice girls?
I completely
because back
agree.
In my... They're off on their own thing.
Wow.
They're southern gentlemen.
I cannot believe that you actually came in useful, right? Was Plan B bomb again? Or light him on fire?
Okay. So while this distracted, you see... You know, all the FBI is distracted by this wide, this talking, you see the...
And then I say, that's not my wife, that's my Buick.
He's funny. You see the guy just... forgot his name.
I can't believe he's telling jokes because I really think this audience is pretty dead.
The body guy.
Oh.
A mortician.
Mortician.
Yes.
Okay.
Just over the body, just like wondering what the hell's going on.
Alright, so I kind of saunter over to the body and say, what do we have here?
Oh, you weren't reporting? Oh, okay. Well, we have the two victims. One is the murderer. One is the murderee.
Technical terminology, murderery.
I don't know the victim? Technical term. The victim, fine. Victim. God, if you want to get PC about it.
But, murder. And one is the murderer, the other is the accomplice by being there at the time of the murder.
Very suspicious.
And this is happening. You really take a look at the guy. He has an iPod in his pocket in one ear. He has long hair. And
if she wasn't in on it, how did she know to show up to where the murder was happening?
Yeah, he's like a 29-year-old, like, kind of, like, surfer guy. He's like, fine, it doesn't matter, dude. Jeez.
All right,
such a downer.
I shoo him away and take a look at the body.
Okay, and no, he's oh yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna just surreptitiously take some photos with my phone while everybody's distracted. What did the bodies look like?
Okay. One. Well,
so far.
Okay.
Nigel!
The woman.
Number 82!
Okay. The woman stabbed repeatedly.
Okay.
In the chest.
Okay.
The man, self-inflicted wound in straight into the heart.
Ooh, that is determination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any sign of a struggle?
On the woman's side, yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Take some photos of that. Okay.
And as soon as you're done with the photos, like one of the ones like goes up to you, is like, such a fucking shame. I still think Bill Turner has something to do with killing her. I mean, she was damn good at her job.
Why would Bill Turner have that scenario?
Wait, you're kidding. Oh, don't tell me. The agency didn't tell you.
I point at the FBI badge and say, Federal. I just came from California.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry about the throat thing. It's not contagious, is it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, she was one of our... She was... apparently there were corruption allegations against Bill Turner. She was, you know, she was with that. From what I understand, the guy, Charlie, was a bit of an asshole. But, you know, she loved her job, so fuck it. And she was trying to investigate, wondering what the fuck is going on with Bill Turner. And then she suddenly just dies, stabbed by this guy. I don't know if they test, he's not on drugs or anything, but I have a feeling.
She was a reporter?
No, she was an FBI agent.
What? They never give me the material on time.
I know, fuck it.
When I heard that it was another, when I heard that it was a agent involved, I thought they meant.
Oh God! Damn, I
there are people here.
All right. I'll talk to Neil about that.
That's fine. I've got a lot of work to do. Then I gotta call this in to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And I start walking up, and I'm gonna be like in the elevator before I call Mr. McChatty Pants here.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna I'm looking back at you. I'm holding up one finger. Just a minute. I look at the body. And I look at the eyes.
Okay. Which body?
The body of the guy stabbed himself in the chest.
Give me a...
Forensics?
Give me a forensic. Do you also have knowledge cult? Does that count as well?
Oh, yeah. I have a knowledge which cult. Which is higher? Forensics, I believe, by 60.
Okay.
Yeah, still, well, no, the 60%, but 55, 60.
Give me a forensics then. Done. You don't notice anything odd about the eyes.
Oh. What about a...
Did you show him,
Nigel?
Show him the body?
I motion to Nigel as I'm walking back to the elevator, and I motion to Molly as well.
Go take a look before we leave.
And that kind of glance warily around and disappear.
Knowledge cult of the Marcus. Totally naked.
There is something off about the eyes. Now that you look at it, you can research it. But you know something's off. You need to research it before you find out what exactly it was going on with them.
So I take pictures of my PDA. Okay.
Awkward.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. I have 5 in knowledge occult, so I don't think I'm gonna bother to use that skill.
You might get a 0-1. That'd be
interesting. Do it. You punch it. Something wrong with the eyes.
Nope.
All right. You see nothing.
My eyes.
All right. So we get the hell out of there.
Okay.
Yep.
You got out with no issues.
Thank fucking God.
I wave. Don't forget, I'll make sure to call you for that barbecue next week, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Make sure to bring your kids.
Of course I'm going to bring my kids. It closes. I think I'm in a friend. We're going to do that. It's really exciting. I need to rent a kid.
All right.